The Guardian.
Describe to us the kind of scenes and mood in the streets in Benghazi.
The streets seem to have come alive in the last half day or so. They're teeming with cars and people. Shops are still open, but people are patiently queuing outside them, waiting for them to reopen. All government institutions have been ransacked here. Banks are closed, and there are long lines of people queuing to try to get some money. But the street feels fine. It doesn't feel as though this is a place that has undergone such the violence that it has. It's the people are patient enough. They're waiting to get things done. And by and large, it seems like a place that's accomplished a lot. People feel as though they're a long way to getting rid of Colonel Gaddafi, not only from Benghazi, but also from Libya.
And you've been talking to people, as you said, it's been very violent there. What do they say about what had been happening over the last weeks?
Extraordinary scenes. They started here on February 14. Throughout the next 3 days, people at the military base became aware that mercenaries were being flown in mass numbers. They were landing in transport planes, Libyan military transport planes at bases. They were being unloaded. This unsettled the military. At the same time, the protest movement, which at that point was a peaceful protest movement, was starting. It was demonstrations in downtown. It was led by lawyers and professionals. It reached a critical mass and that seemed to happen on February 17, where Gaddafi loyalists attacked the demonstrators. After that, things moved very quickly and turned very savage. There was an assault on the army base on Sunday in which it was overrun, and Gaddafi's military was forced to flee, and so were the mercenaries. Bulldozers were used to breach the base. Thousands of people stormed on in. Some of the fighting was, evidence of the fighting is everywhere. It was all over the walls, it was all over the grounds. Gaddafi's parade ground had been destroyed, and on that day, it seems to be Sunday, the whole city was sacked.
And you're getting a sense now, aren't you, of almost a sort of post-Gaddafi administration being formed in Benghazi. Tell us a bit about that.
Very definitely. It's these professionals that I speak about. It's the lawyers, the surgeons, the engineers, many of whom were expat educated. They've come back. They've set up a committee on the top floor of the courthouse, which is a focal point for this revolution in Benghazi. It's above the seething streets of demonstrators who gather in the evening. They are sitting there and getting themselves organized. They are trying now to push this revolution west towards the capital. They've been joined by chief engineers from the oil fields in the south who have denied Gaddafi any access to the fields. They've ousted loyalist forces down there, and they've cut Libya's oil export by up to 180,000 barrels a day to use as leverage against the regime. So they're quickly getting themselves organized. They're trying to get weapons off people. The military base was looted, as we've said before, last week. Tons and tons of weapons were stolen. They're gradually being returned. These organizers are trying to establish law and order in the streets. There's lots of youths waving cars through at checkpoints. And by and large, things are holding, things to be reasonably steady at this time. They're now focusing on more strategic objectives about the capital.
And I was going to ask you about Tripoli. What is the sense of what's going on there? I guess people have relatives and friends there. Is there any news from Tripoli feeding through to Benghazi?
There's a lot of news, but it's fed through the prism of people are reporting what they want to hear. It does appear that the city is under some pressure, that Gaddafi does control only the center of town, his military compounds and other bases themselves. Towns to the west of Tripoli do appear to have fallen. That information does appear to be credible. There's variable information coming about towns to the east. A lot of people, as you say, do have family members there. They're calling up and saying that some military units are running away. But I think it's a bit too early to say that there have been the mass defections that we saw in eastern Libya, which saw Benghazi fall and a couple of other regional cities as well.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.